Guten Tag.
Salut.
Today in our episode of our podcast It's All About Solidarity, we're gonna talk with Lucy, another volunteer from the Schumann voluntary team, and she will explain what she's doing in Warsaw and how everything is going. So at first, she will introduce herself a little bit.
So I'm Lucy, I'm 18 years old, I am from France, and I just graduated from high school, and now I'm working in a special kindergarten in Warsaw.
Could you tell us what are the tasks in your hosting organization? What are you doing, much more exactly?
So I work every day in a class with 3 year old pupils, and I help the teachers with doing everyday life tasks like helping the children eating or dressing up, playing, going to the bathroom, and usual stuff.
And what is the thing you like most about it?
It's because I'm surrounded with really cute children every day. It's really something. It just brings me happiness in my life, actually, to just see cute face every day. And now I can sense that they really like me and I feel really useful.
What's the biggest challenge that you encountered till now?
Sometimes it's quite difficult because I have two teachers in my class and only one can speak English. So when she's missing in the morning and I am with the other teachers, I can only hear talking Polish. So sometimes it's quite difficult. I just can't spend a whole day with not understanding everything and just be surrounded by Polish language. It can be quite exhausting sometimes.
Any other challenge with the kids? Is everything fine, or is it sometimes a little bit hard with them to work?
Sometimes it's hard, but it depends on children themselves. For example, some are just not listening or just looking away, not concentrate on what we are doing. But even teachers who can speak with them have the same issues. So with me, it's quite okay. They became used just spending time with me, and now it's okay.
What is the best moment that you had till now?
It was the first time I had to go out in the old town with the older group, and they were 6 years old. So it was the first time I left my class, the 3 years old. So I was okay. So I'm going to spend the whole morning with the Honda group, but they don't know me and I can't speak Polish, so it will be difficult. I can only say dzień dobry, dziękuję, do widzenia. So they will notice that I can't speak Polish. It will be quite difficult. And at the exact moment I entered the classroom, they were all, oh, hello, Lucy. Already like me in 5 minutes. They were all wanted to hold hand with me, and then the whole morning was really nice. And now every time I see them in the kindergarten, they go to hug me, and it's really nice to feel that. Even in, like, if I can't speak with them, I just feel really loved.
So is there a difference between the 3 and 6 year old? Is it a big difference or not that big?
I would say not that big, actually. Because they are all really clever, and they just listen to the teachers, and they are used to every activities we do. And when we are all together in the big corridor for big events, they're all behaving quite the same.
And one thing, you said you work in a special kindergarten. Could you describe in which way it's special in comparison with a normal kindergarten?
Yeah, so in my kindergarten, all kids have visual disabilities, which means that they have glasses or an eye missing. They are not blind and they don't need a dog to work, but just visual disabilities.
Is there anything that frustrated you until now, or I don't know, hard moment?
Just the times where I can't really speak with the teacher or children, because just I don't speak Polish. So sometimes I just want to say something really. If I wasn't working in the kindergarten in France or England, I could just talk with them and it will be easier. So sometimes I just have to wait and try to make her understand with movements. You should do that, but just simple things with kids. So sometimes it's hard. They just the barrier of language, makes things harder. But in general, it's really okay. And every adults in kindergarten are really nice with me, and I feel really welcome there.
So beside from the kindergarten, how is your life going in Warsaw? How do you like it until now?
I love the city. It's really beautiful and really, at the same time, really modern and old. And I really love, for example, architecture. So it's really interesting for me to see all the new buildings. So the city is really, really gorgeous. And people also are really nice. Every time I ask my way on the street, people can speak English and explain me and take the time to explain me the direction. And yeah, I really love living here.
Okay, you mentioned your kindergarten and we all know what are you doing already. What was your motivation of being a volunteer here?
I wanted to travel before starting studying because I just exited high school a few months ago. So I wanted to travel for Europe to visit and doing something which would bring me a great experience before studies. Also because I want to be a psychologist, so I want to experience if working with children is the kind of person I like the most, or with maybe I would maybe in the future I would be a volunteer with elderly people or different kind of disabilities.
So until now you would say you like to work with children, I guess.
Yes, but maybe this group and this special group, because I love these kids. There are like 8 or 10 in my class and I love these children. I will never change my class for anything in the world.
You mentioned that you like Warsaw. Do you feel that you already have maybe a culture shock or something really difficult except the language barrier?
Only maybe about the currency, always changing in my mind a lot is to euros and like.
So great, so not a big cultural shock for you. But how is the life going with other volunteers from other countries to live together in a flat? Are there problems or is everything fine until now?
It's really, really okay. In only a few weeks, we all became really close and friends, and life in the flat is really okay. We just have great communication and we just talk with each other, and everything is sorted out really easy. And even with other volunteers from different countries or like I don't work with them, I don't live with them, we are not the same nationality, and still we are really friends and close and close to you.
So thanks for turning in, and always think it's all about solidarity.